Mark chapter 6, verses 45 through 52. And straightway he constrained his disciples to go to get into the ship and to go to the other side before unto Bethsaida, while he sent away the people. And when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. And when even was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on the land. And he saw them toiling and rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the fourth watch of the night he cometh unto them, walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them. But when they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed it had been a spirit, and cried out. For they all saw him, and were troubled. And immediately he talked with them, and said unto them, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And he went up unto them into the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure, and wondered, for they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. And let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, please be with us this morning. Please help me as I preach. Please give me your strength and your power, I ask. May what's said this morning be an encouragement. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Speak on the subject of weathering the storm. Weathering the storm. And we see that these fellows, they were in a storm, and how they were fighting, but to get through it. And I couldn't help but think that the fact that over the last many months we've been in a storm. You say weather. You mentioned that, you know, weathering a storm, getting through a storm in our lives. And I think if we're not careful, over the last several months, you know, with the different things we face, it was like, well, you know what? Yeah. We all face storms. We all have been facing a storm. We're all, in, no pun intended, all in the same boat, and in many cases. But the thing is, you know, there have been things that we all, as a country, as the world, have been facing together, the coronavirus. And there's other things that together we've all been in it together, and it's worn us all down. But you know what? There are still some storms that we're going through individually. And I was reminded of that, you know, just in our church family. You know, we've been praying for quite some time for Brother John. And when I think of going through trials and going through weather and a storm, I can't help but think of Brother John and Pat also. The Lord is with those two. As we announced Wednesday night, his kidney function was up. He doesn't need dialysis, and that's a blessing. And he's slowly regaining strength, and those are all blessings. But there's no doubt that they've been going through weather in a storm on their own, and others over the last year. And the fact that there are storms that we're gonna face, yes, collectively, maybe as a church, maybe as a country, but individually also. And when in these days when it's easy to be focused on, we're all going through it, so everybody just has to suck it up and you're on your own. But you know what? That's easy to do, especially when we're distracted by what we're dealing with. But we need to remember there are those that are going through a storm on their own also. And just out of this story, we're going to look at just a few things that we can take away from it. I'm reminded first that the fact that we saw in verses 42 and 3, the fact that storms often come after victories. You know, this is a fairly long chapter, and there are other stories in it. And we see that the previous story was the feeding of the 5,000. You know, the five loaves and two fishes, and all how they had them, you know, sit down in hundreds and fifties in it, and he blessed it and he broke it, and or break it, whichever. There goes that English again. And but and how there was 12 baskets left, and you think, you know, we read the story, the passage we just read, but you think this just happened right before this. And you know the great Christians that we are, we think, well, what's wrong with them? You know what? You know they just saw that miracle. What's you know what's their problem? But you know what? Do we not do the same thing? You know what? The Lord will bless and we'll be excited about it, and then we'll go through a valley and say, you know, we'll start thinking God's not concerned about us. He's not even there. But we know better. And it also reminds us of the fact that the Christian life isn't easy going all the time. I don't know, I think it was in years past more than it is now, that prosperity preaching, and I'm sure it's still out there. You know, it's like, well, get saved, and you know, if you're right with God, then nothing, you know, you won't have nothing but smooth sailing. But you know what? That's not true. That's not in the Bible. You know, if you're starting to believe that, why don't you see kind of some of the things Paul went through? But storms often come after victories. As we saw in this story, but you know what? Not only that, we see that there's always a design purpose, a divine purpose for it. Verses 45 and 46. When he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. Wait, I'm sorry, that was 46. Verse 45. And straightway he constrained his disciples to get into the ship and to go to the other side. Before unto Bethsaida, while he sent away the people. And when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. See, they were doing what God told them to do. And we see that God was working in this situation. They weren't on their own. They were doing exactly what God told them to do. You know, and God works in the situations, does He not? Sometimes it's in a situation. He's there, and we're doing exactly what He told us to do. You know what? You had a desire to seek His will and to do His will, and you're falling, and you have no doubt that that's what God has for you. But you know what? Storms still come once in a while. It's true that there are sometimes that you face the storms like Jonah did, because he was running from God. Because sometimes the storms come because we're disobeying and He's chastening us. But sometimes it's for testing. But the thing is that there's a divine purpose for it. And it kind of leads to the next point, that troubles can come even when we're doing right. As we said, that's what that's what these fellows were doing. As we read those verses, that we see the fact that they were doing exactly what God had told them to do. He told them he told them what to do, and they did it. They didn't deviate from what He told them. They didn't, they didn't say, well, I don't think that's the right thing to do, and I'm going to do my own thing. They were doing exactly what He told them to do. And yet they still found themselves in this trouble. And the thing is, we need to realize that fact that even when we are serving Him, troubles will come, and we need to remain faithful. We need to not just quit and fall by the wayside. You know, sometimes when you just start out, you know, maybe you're not sure exactly. Maybe you're on a trip and you're going someplace and you don't know. You're not familiar with the way. You know, these fellows are starting out in their Christian life. You know, they're still fairly new Christians, and they start out and think, well, maybe this isn't right. You know, sometimes we as Christians, and when we step out for the Lord, and we think, you know what? You had a desire to follow Him, and you stepped out by faith, and then you know everything just seems to fall apart. What's the first thing you start doing? It's like, you know what? Maybe this isn't what God had for me. Maybe this wasn't the plan. Maybe this is just, maybe self was getting in the way a little bit, and He's trying to turn me from what I'm doing. But you know what? Even when we're doing what He has for us to do, the troubles can still come. You know, you think different things. If you think what we can do, to just what we should do when we find ourselves in these troubles, in these storms. We see we need to keep your oars in the water. Verse 48. And He saw them toiling and rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the fourth watch of the night, He cometh unto them, walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them. You know, when you're doing what God has for you to do, and those troubles come, you know what you need to do? You need to keep rowing. You know, keep pressing forward. They found themselves in a storm. They were serving God. They were following His word. In this instance, they were following Him to a T. There wasn't too much to mess up with. You know, here, get in the boat, go to the other side. You know, even the simplest of tasks can be messed up. But the thing is, they kept rowing. When the going gets tough, the tough keep going, or the tough keep rowing. You know. And the thing is, far too many Christians give up when they face those storms. Instead of just keep pressing forward, they'll start questioning if that's what God wants them to do, and you know, or they'll just throw in the towel. We just need to have faith and keep pressing forward. You know what we need to remember? That last part of the verse. No, wait, what did you say? I lost my place. Was it verse 40? Where he say he saw them. He saw them rowing. Wait, was it verse 48? And He saw them rowing and toiling and rowing. You know, they were going through the storm, but you know what? Jesus knew right where they were. You know, they thought, well, you know, Jesus, He put us in this boat and we're doing what He told us to do, and you know, now He's not even. Where is He? You know, it doesn't say that, but it may have very well crossed their minds. But you know what? He knew that they were struggling. He knew where they were. He saw that they needed help. I've mentioned before the fact that you know that familiar footprints poem. You know how it gets down to the end where it's basically the person says, you know, I was going through the problems, and when I was going through the hard times, there was only one set of footprints. Where were you? Basically, I'm paraphrasing it. And how it goes, it's when the Lord said, that's when I carried you. Far too many Christians nowadays, if their life was on the sand of the beach, when they got to the hard time, there'd be one set of prints because you took off. You know, you gave up. There'd be a beach chair right alongside, you know, there instead, because you just stopped and didn't go any farther. And the thing is, we need to keep going. You know, we need to keep pressing forward when we're faced with those storms. You never know. You know, it might be a test that you've almost passed it and you quit. You gave up right at the very end. You know, you never know what God had for you on the other side. You never know who you may have been able to encourage. You might not. You'll never know that next level in your spiritual life and spiritual growth, all because you gave up. But not only that, we see that in verse 48 that Jesus visits in the darkest hour. In about the fourth watch of the night, the middle of verse 48, he cometh unto them, walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them. Here, in that fourth watch, he was walking by, and he visits them. But you know what? They called out to him, though. You know, He doesn't push himself on us. You know, the things of the world, they clamor for your attention. They're out, you know, with flashing lights and anything they can do to get your attention, they'll do it. But you know what? The things of God aren't that way. But he's there, and he visited them in the darkest hour. And the fact is, we need to remember that he does care. The second verse of that song says, does Jesus care when my way is dark with a nameless dread and fear? As the daylight fades into deep night shades, does he care enough to be near? Oh, yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary and the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares. He cares for you, and he's there for us. He was there for them in the darkest hours, and he's there for us also. But not only that, we see that, as I mentioned, he waits for our call. Verses 48 through 50, we see that, and he saw them toiling and rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he cometh unto them, walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them. But when they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed it had been a spirit, and cried out. For they all saw him, and were troubled. And immediately he talked with them, and saith unto them, be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid. He would have passed by. He waits for our call. When we're going through those storms, you know what? We need not go through it alone. We need to turn to him. We need to call out to him. You know that maybe when you're one of your children, or maybe a friend is acting a little, you know, when they act a little different, and you're thinking, you know, something's wrong. Maybe you'll say, well, hey, what? Something's wrong. And maybe you ask your wife, what's wrong, and you know, she'll say nothing, and you say, okay. And but you know something's wrong still. But you know, you wait. What do you end up having to do most of the time? Just wait till they finally come to you and say, hey. You know what, I'm having a problem with this or that or whatever it is. But he doesn't, like I said before, he doesn't force himself on us. And you know what? He comes and he cheers us up. But you see, Jesus tells us to cheer up. In verse 50, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. You know, the Savior's telling them, you know what? Be of good cheer. You know, when Jesus is there, Jesus encourages you, you know what? You can take it to heart. You know, there are times when one of your friends may say, you know what? Don't worry, it'll be all right. And we all think, well, how do you know? You know, and what are they trying to do? They're just trying to encourage you. And the thing is, but we need to remember that when Jesus shows up, he encourages us. And he had total control of everything. And what a blessing it is that to serve the same God that we read about in our Bibles. You know what? He hasn't changed. He's still there. He still cares about us. He said, and he went up unto them into the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure, and wondered. He told them to cheer up, they were amazed. And like I kind of, as I kind of started out, you know, God worked on their behalf, and they were so amazed that he did. And just like I started my introduction, the fact that you think, well, why wouldn't they think he could do it? But you know what? They were amazed. You know, we are too when he works on our behalf. I think part of it, maybe sometimes it's out of, you know, we didn't deep down think he would or he could. I think sometimes we're amazed because of the miraculous way that he worked that we didn't even, you know, that wasn't even an option in our mind. Wasn't even a possibility. And yet he worked in such a miraculous way in our situation that it's amazing. And I think we've all had those situations a time or two where he worked in such a miraculous way. It's like I'm amazed. I didn't even think of that. I didn't even dare entertain the fact that God would work in such a miraculous way. And yet he did. He's there to encourage us. And then we see in verses 51 through 53, and he went up unto them into the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure, and wondered. For they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. And when they had passed over, they came into the land of the Gennesaret, and drew to the shore. You know what? He'll bring us safely to the other shore through the storm. You know what? When we're facing the storm, we need to turn to him. When we're facing that storm, we need to realize that he's there for us and he cares about us and he wants to encourage us. We need to call out to him. And it'll bring us safely to the other side. Those of us that are his own, they're his children. You know, we might say, well, you know, I know brother so-and-so, that they went through a storm and they went through a health crisis. And you know what? The Lord ended up taking them home. You say, so where, somebody might be a smart aleck and say, well, where was God then? Well, we need not forget, God brought them safely home. And sometimes that hurts. But it's the truth. We don't, down here, we don't like it because our hearts break. But he still saw him safely to the other side. Many times he'll see us through it. And we can testify and praise his name, how that he got us through a storm that we never thought we could make it through. And that truly is a blessing. But he'll see us to the other side one way or another. So when we're facing the storms, we need to keep our oars in the water and remember that he's with us. And all we have to do is call on him. And he's there. And he wants to help us. He's there to encourage us. And he'll see us through. We can weather the storm. None of us would say, you know what? I'm looking forward to that next storm. Because we know that it's hard and it's painful. But you know what? We can, with faith in him, we can make it through. And because he's there for us.